AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open for commercial vessels. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Israel's ceasefire with Hezbollah appears to be holding
at U.S. Central Command.
We'll see what this looks like going forward, but I think we should all remain optimistic.
Admiral Brad Cooper says the military will work to clear mines from the strait, but gave no details.
It's a mission that we've undertaken.
The CENTCOM chief spoke hours after Iran announced the strait's reopening. President Trump responded by saying the U.S. will keep blocking Iranian ports and ships until there's a deal to end the war. Tehran says that violates a ceasefire and it will take reciprocal measures. For now, Cooper says the military has eyes on every Iranian port and ship.
We're able to sustain this as long as necessary.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks broke records at the closing bell. Oil prices dropped after the announcement the Strait of Hormuz is open to all traffic. Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, wants a judge in Utah to ban cameras from the courtroom and says live broadcast of the prosecution are violating his rights to a fair trial. The Coast Guard is searching for six people after losing contact with their disabled boat off the coast of Guam following Typhoon Sinlaku. A federal judge in Rhode Island is dismissing the Trump administration's lawsuit, demanding the state's unredacted voter rolls. A close call in Louisville, Kentucky.
Skylab 25, what are you doing?
Skylab 25, yeah.
Skylab 25, cross 17 right immediately and join Delta 6, contact ground point 7 for resequence.
A UPS cargo plane had to abort its landing in Louisville earlier this week when a small plane crossed the runway just as it approached. Last November, a UPS plane crashed after an engine fell off as it was taking off in Louisville. 14 people were killed. This is AP News. Officials in Britain say Prime Minister Keir Starmer will not resign.
Over revelations that his scandal-tainted pick for UK ambassador to Washington, Peter Mandelson, was appointed despite failing security checks. Starmer argues he was unaware that the Foreign Office had overruled the recommendation of security officials in early 2025 not to give Mandelson the job. Many considered him a risky appointment because of his past friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Foreign Office civil servant Ollie Robbins took the fall for the decision and resigned late Thursday. Starmer's due to make a statement to Parliament on the issue on Monday. I'm Charles Tillodesma.
A judge has ruled a former New York City police sergeant, Eric Duran, can stay out of jail while he appeals his manslaughter conviction for tossing a picnic cooler at a fleeing suspect who then crashed his motorized scooter and died. Duran was sentenced to 3 to 9 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.